بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعليه وصحابه اجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Why are you cheesing so hard already?
Okay, so inshallah, this podcast is going to be a continuation of the last Q&A we did. Why are you still here, bro? This is going to be a continuation of the last Q&A that we did, because we saw that you guys liked it. And so let us know if you guys want to do more of these, inshallah, advices or anything. First, we want to give a huge thank you to our partners at Human Development Fund for sponsoring and partnering with us and helping us to make this podcast better. We want to share that we are working very hard with them on many projects that they are supporting, one of them being in Kenya right now, that we are supporting many orphans, the building of water wells, schools and supplies, and all things of that nature. You can find so much more information on their website, hcfund.org, or go to the link in the description to our campaign where we are fundraising, and donate, inshallah, fi sabilillah, and share it with your friends, with your family, and with your social media, with everybody that you know, because we're trying to bring change to this world. And if you can be a part of that, then that would be amazing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every single one of you and all of us for our efforts, and make our intentions pure. Ameen. Say ameen. Ameen.
And subhanAllah, we touched up on it a little bit last episode, but you know, I really think it's surreal that we get to help people, especially, you know, Sudanese brothers, we're helping the Kenya brothers. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
And I think it's very nice. I think it's, you know, a big blessing. I think, you know, we do our part. We let you guys know. You guys do your part. And, you know, it's just a big blessing. Shout out to HDF. Shout out to Human Development Fund. Alhamdulillah.
All right. So, first question. How to be more consistent with adhkar, with the remembrance of Allah?
I say the, okay. Oh, can I start?
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. All right. Because I'm about to cut you off because you're taking too long.
Because this is where things get delicious, you know?
Hey, hold on.
Because look, I'm going to tell you right now. My favorite, like the consistent, and you know this very well, listen to Quran in the car. All right, if you don't have a car, listen. If you're riding your bike, if you're going to the gym, if you're at home doing whatever chore you may be doing, just listen to the Quran. Listen to a lot. Always, every single day. I listen to it every single day. It's one of the best things in the world. So yeah, that's you know, my biggest key for consistency.
Just look, I want you to think about this. You should always be looking to optimize. Optimize your time, your space, your surroundings, your friend, everything. You know what I mean? Always work on optimization. And one of the best ways, look, you sitting there on that silent ride, or you sitting there, you about to turn the music on. No, just sit there and make dhikr of Allah. Sit there, remember Allah, reflect upon what you've done, you know, ask Allah for forgiveness. Listen to the Quran, like you said, because this is the best form of dhikr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just think about things like that. Just think about the reward of, you know, being able to do dhikr, right? I want you to imagine something, right? When Allah says, you say, subhanAllah, bihamdihi, 100 times, He'll forgive your sins, even if they're as much as the foam of the sea. Like, just think about that type of reward. You ask Allah for Jannah 3 times, Jannah's going to start asking Allah for you to, you know, enter into Jannah. You know, things like that. You got to understand, like, Allah makes it easy for you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when you say La ilaha illallah, you don't even have to move your lips. You know what I mean? Like, say it right now.
Man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhal jannah.
Exactly.
So look, and
now,
I...
Hold on. Now, the next thing is, too, look, I want you to imagine, we get into situations sometimes, right? SubhanAllah. And the first thing that comes out of our mouth is a four-letter word. You know why? Because it's something that we're used to saying. Now, imagine you get used to, you know, dhikr all the time. You get used to saying, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And I want you to imagine, you're used to cussing all the time, to the point where, let's say you get hit by a car. That's the way that you die. And the last thing that came out of your mouth was, shh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know one thing that's crazy? SubhanAllah, I remember one time we had to do a podcast. Usman's not showing up. He calls us. He says his tire went flat. He's like, yeah, man, I got a flat tire on the side of the road. I'm waiting for the car to come pick me up. And he's like, yeah, man, alhamdulillah, man. he just slips that in. He just slipped it in. And I was like, man, SubhanAllah, he has a track record of doing this.
No, but my point being is, like, okay, now imagine, on the other hand, you're a person who repeated all sorts of dhikr all throughout, you know, whatever that you were doing, and you get into a situation and you get hit by a car. Now the last thing that's coming out of your mouth is subhanAllah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You'd much rather have that than, obviously, you know, a different four-letter word that just comes out of your mouth, because, you know, it's something that you're used to saying.
Yeah, don't underestimate the kalimas of dhikr as well as the Quran. So, like, yes, you can listen to the Quran, but, you know, some of us in this day and age, we struggle to actually understand it or even, like, reflect upon it. So you can listen to it, which it'll always change your heart. The Quran will always benefit you, even if you don't understand a lick of what's being said. But also, just knowing that, you know, what la ilaha illallah stands for, what subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, istighfar, right? And, you know, those days when you're feeling lazy, you're not feeling very productive, but you still went out and you made dhikr, you're always going to feel that you won that day because you know that, okay, if I was to leave Earth today, then I would have left knowing that
I remember my creator.
I stayed after every single salah and I said I did my 33, 33, 33, mm-hmm. or my 33, 33, 34, you know. So if you go with that mindset and don't think that, you know, dhikr takes away from your day. It doesn't take away from anything. Because look, the same way that salah takes you 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how long you pray, depending on, you know, how if you pray sunnah, XYZ, taken away from you.
I want you to imagine something. This calamity that you're holding in your hand here, right? This thing allows us to sin like nothing else, right? Mm-hmm. Because you might just be trying to go on YouTube, trying to watch an ad or something, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, something halal that crosses your face, right? So basically what I'm saying is you're surrounded by a lot of haram. You do a lot of haram. You sin every single day. But you say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, alladhi la ilaha illa hul hayyul qayyum, wa atubu ilayh. And then you understand that that forgives all of your major sins. Just that one kalima, you decided to take that. How long did that just take me? 5-10 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. You sat there, you can learn it, repeat it over and over again, and you're constantly having your major sins forgiven over and over and over and over again. Like, it's the example with the Prophet ﷺ, like when he talks about the prayer, and, you know, he brought up the example of a river. If someone went into the river 5 times a day and they started cleaning themselves, like, would this person ever be dirty? No, you're in a constant state of always cleansing yourself, cleansing your mind, you know, it's just that detox from everything else.
Yeah.
You're always remembering Allah.
I mean, let's be real. How many stupid things do we think about every day? And what could you possibly have better to think about? I mean, dude, subhanAllah, like, when it comes to dhikr, when it comes to things like this, I remember when I first started listening to Quran a lot, and I started listening to it, like, in the car and stuff like that, it just came from that mindset of it was like, dude, it's rotting my brain. Yes. Like, wallahi, it's rotting my brain. I got to the point where I used to watch TikTok so much, I used to watch it while I drive. Like, this is kind of a, you know, confession. I used to watch it all
that. Terrible.
And I had to, I just play the Quran, I put my phone down, because it gets to a point, like, subhanAllah.
Think about this. You got to be attentive, too, though, to the Quran. You got to be attentive to your dhikr. Because, yes, you could mindlessly say subhanAllah all the time. Or, you know, alhamdulillah, whatever, like, dhikr you're saying, or just mindlessly listen to the Quran. But when you're attentive, you're going to feel it more. That's where it really changes your heart. Mm-hmm. Like, Quran, any type of dhikr is going to be beneficial always. But just like how the Prophet alayhi salam told us about the prayer, you can lose your reward. Meaning, you'll still get reward no matter what. If you said Allahu Akbar and you finished the prayer and you did every step that you were supposed to do, like you fulfilled all the conditions of the prayer, you're going to get reward. But if you weren't focused at all, it's not going to change you as much. But you're still going to get reward.
You're not optimizing the opportunity in front of you.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Know what I mean? Same with the dhikr. You're always going to get reward for saying that, but there's a difference between saying la ilaha illallah and then actually remembering that ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship.
Exactly. And I think it's important to remember God. I think it's like every single day. So he mentioned, not just mention
those words.
He mentioned consistency. I think it's important to, you know, remember every single day. You were going to say?
No, what I was going to say, it's in those moments when you're constantly reflecting is when you really learn and when you really change as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the nights when you sit in there reflecting, where you wake up the next day and you feel like a different person, and you actually start applying it to your life, and then your life changes from there. Like, those are the moments, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, I really need you to go ahead and just understand and think about that, right? Because we need to understand those moments in our life that truly change us.
Okay, next question. What's something you never expected to come with the Deen Tour journey?
To be sitting where I am right now. I mean, if we're just being honest here.
1,000%.
You know what I mean?
Never expected.
I wouldn't expect you to be asking me this question. I wouldn't be expecting to be sitting here on the other side answering that type of question. You know what I mean?
SubhanAllah, I'm actually the opposite. Because although, you know, I never expected any sort of like success or never expected myself to be in a position like this, I'm like, this is what people used to tell me in high school as well. They're like, you're such an ambitious person. Like, I feel like you're going to get whatever you like put your mind to. And I was like, hey, man, I don't know. I don't know why you see me like that. And I never thought that. And I remember, I'd be thinking the same thing about you, about both of you guys, Allahumma barik. But then I started realizing, shoot, we're actually doing that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we put our mind to something. But you see how, like, there's a level of tawakkul in there. Because when I say that, I worked hard, but I didn't, like, work day in and day out, 24 hours a day. I didn't lose sleep over something like this. Like, alhamdulillah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, subhanAllah, you mentioned something, and I heard the exact same thing. I remember that I had a friend, their father said that they really liked me, and that kid can do anything he wants in his life. And I was like, I was like, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Right. I said, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But somehow, and then sometimes you have these moments where someone's asking you a question like this, it's like, wow, I really did. Like, I never, it's kind of a unique experience.
Like, I used to have a clothing brand in high school, and I remember we went, me and my friend, we went to this event, we started promoting the brand, and, you know, people, we were just talking, we were just getting to know people. We sat there, we even gave a presentation and things like that. And I remember, you know, the father of this family, he was like, yeah, what I could see you guys, the thing is, if this right here doesn't exactly go successful for you, I know that the next thing that you work on is going to be very successful. SubhanAllah. Like, I remember when we started this, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put the clothing brand aside and I'm going to put my full energy and time and money into this.
And I remember you had a, you told us, me and Hussein, about this when you had a job and when we first started the podcast. What did they tell you about the podcast?
Oh my God. Look, this story right here is SubhanAllah. I remember. I worked this job with our brother Aiden, right? You know, may Allah bless him. You know, he's our reverb brother. He's our reverb brother. Anyways, we're at this job together. And for those of you familiar with Costco, right, which a lot of you are because they're international, you know, we worked at Costco. We were cart pushers, right? And I remember, you know, just the management team that we were working for, even though, like, the thing is about me and Aiden, you know, I don't care what anybody says, we always did our job, you know, because me and him, that wasn't the first type of job that we worked together. Worked at other places, and we were always like, you know, employee of the month type of deal. You know what I mean? But anyways, so yeah, we're sitting there at Costco. We're car pushers, and we didn't really get along with the management team. And, you know, it's all right, right? But the thing is, it got to the point where anything that we did was always a problem in their eyes. Like, they just – it felt like it got to the point where whatever we did, they just always wanted to find a reason to go ahead and say something. Right. Up until the point where we literally got tired of our jobs. Like, you know what I mean? We were like, all right, you know what? I don't even care anymore. Right. I remember one night I got pulled into the office, the manager's office, like, what are you doing? You don't care about your job. I'm like, what do you mean I don't care about my job? I literally do exactly what I'm told to do. You know, things like that. And they're like, no, you know, you have so much opportunity to grow here in this company. Like, our average, you know, minimum wage is $26 an hour and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, OK, yeah, that's cool. But at the end of the day, with all due respect, I'm just doing my job. And then they're like, yeah, but you're missing out on a whole bunch of benefits here. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what else you have going for yourself. And I'm like, I mean, I have my podcast that I'm doing. And they're like, yeah, but your podcast isn't going to be up to the point where it's going to be able to pay for your medical bills and stuff like that. And I just sat there and I'm like, all right. They're like, yeah, you know, you sitting there, you're putting all your time and energy into that, and it's not really going to go anywhere for you. And SubhanAllah, just even that night, I remember waking up the next day, and we grew 70,000 followers. So it's just,
SubhanAllah.
Like, SubhanAllah, just the way that it worked, it was just a funny situation.
Yeah,
SubhanAllah, you can't tell anybody anything when Allah has a different plan, SubhanAllah. Mm-hmm. But next question, do you ever feel pressure to stay perfect because some people look up to you? Let me answer this for both of y'all about to explode.
Okay, we're all about to jump on that.
here's why I'm going to say no. I'm going to say there's a like a little bit of a yes, just because you're like, oh, I'm in the media now. If people see me doing a certain thing, then they might think something. But then at the same time, I say no, because look, the more you care about what people think, the less you're going to care what your creator thinks. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing for you is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks. And yes, some people may be able to give you a good reminder and you could take that and that's beneficial, alhamdulillah. But it should not be to the point where they are the reason you changed your life. Mm-hmm. The reason you changed your life is because you believe that everything is a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is good for you. Anything that is bad for you is from yourself or from the whispers of shaitan. You have to really recognize that within yourself, that all evil is from us and from shaitan, from the evil that Allah has created. None of it is from Allah himself. That all good is from Allah, and that is it is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that all good done for the sake of Allah is rewarded. Any good that is not done for the sake of Allah is left for only this dunya, and there's no sharing the hereafter for it. So what I'd say is no, because I know I'm not perfect, and I know I'm going to mess up, and I know that I'm going to live my life regardless of how you view me on this podcast. A lot of people have messaged me talking about why I view you to be like, you're an amazing brother. I love you're very knowledgeable. You're very this, you're very that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm none of that. None of those things. Don't think that just because you've seen me on some video, some podcast, that this is exactly who I am 100% of the time, because that's not you. This is me who I am for 30 minutes. Like, you know, I talk with these brothers all the time.
About 30 minutes.
I talk with these brothers Islam all the time, alhamdulillah. But look, bro, we joke. We play the game. We, you know, we hang out. We've gone to the movies. Like, we do some fun stuff together, like, that you're not going to see on the podcast necessarily. And that's the thing that people fail to see. That's everybody on social media. You're going to fail to see 100% of them, because that's nobody needs to put 100% of who they are on in the media. Nobody needs to show you 100% of who they are. And you shouldn't be invested in 100% of who someone is, because then you're not invested in yourself. Yeah, like, go ahead. Y'all was about to
you
ball.
You said you got second. Come on, bro.
Listen, the question was, if I'm not mistaken,
do you ever feel pressure to stay perfect because some people look up to you?
Yes, 1,000%. I always get that. I'll be honest. I'm not the type of guy to, you know, be thinking at night and thinking like, oh, user 456, he's looking up to me. I can't. I gotta get to it. I'm not that type of guy. But I do think that, you know, being in the social media, I kind of have these thoughts where it's like, I can't slack, or how can I be doing this while how can I be doing X while I'm also Y? I'm kind of
right.
Like,
how can you talk about a certain thing but while you're doing
what? And exactly, and it's kind of, I kind of get that, you know, those thoughts where it's like, I have to hold myself to a certain standard. I also hold myself to a certain standard in public, because people have come up to me in public and they have this kind of view of me, but I have to have, like, I reconcile with myself. I have to have a sense of self. I have to know who I am. Look, I have to be grounded in my faith too. That's kind of what helps me.
SubhanAllah, what's beautiful about that is that you can be better than what they think of you.
Yeah. And
that's not from us. Once again, that's from Allah. But see, look, yes, they do hold a certain image of you. And yes, there are things that you might talk about that you're not necessarily doing, but that's why you refrain from that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be of those people that Allah asks you, why do you say that what you do not do?
And it's like but you know, the question was about pressure. Yeah, of course I feel that pressure, but you know, some people, they can see pressure as a good thing. Well, last episode, we talked about, you know, patience. We talked about what does that mean to. I also believe patience is dealing with pressure. Yeah,
I used to.
I come up on this podcast. I have this mic in front of me. People are relying on me to give them, you know,
this
some
could be my destroyer.
Yeah, this could literally make or break me. Like, yeah. It could show you who I truly am. You know, and it's kind of like, you just go ahead and let the audience judge you. You know me very well. I can barely listen to myself talk. I can barely listen to our podcast. I just can't. I can't do it.
I can't either.
I can't. No, I hate listening to myself talk.
I agree with that. I used to feel a lot of pressure, but now it's not necessarily that, because like I don't preach like, oh, if there's a good deed or if there's a dua that I want to say out loud, I'm not doing it for the benefit of people. Like necessarily, that's not the first reason I'm doing. Because you know, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala allowed me to memorize this. Allowed me to use it myself, and I've seen some benefit from it, so I'm going to go out there and teach it to other people. Or if it's a dua I just learned and I'm like, okay, bet, I'm going to go make a video about that, then now I know that I get to use it as well, as well as all the people that who are going to see it.
Yeah,
not even just that. I was looking at it, man, if I die, at least some people can take this as a form of benefit, and if it gets thousands of views, you know, inshallah, it benefits me.
Yeah,
afterwards. Mm. What was the question again?
Do you ever feel pressure to stay perfect because some people look up to you?
So the thing is, I wouldn't say I feel pressure to feel to stay perfect, because one, I know I'm not. Obviously, that's just me being real with myself. And obviously, I know nobody out here is perfect too. So you know what I mean? I might mess up at something and the other person was going to struggle with the next thing too. But I would say in a way, yes, because I don't want people looking up to me and they see me doing something wrong. And then they're like, oh, he did something wrong. Now I think it's okay too. Because that's the thing. You might have some sort of level of influence on these people, right? They're gonna see you do commit a certain sin. They're like, oh, all right, if this guy, this brother, this quote unquote righteous brother is doing that, then I could probably do it too, and it's no problem, right? It's not that big of a deal. So mm-hmm. I would say, in a way, right, since you have that type of image and that, oh, people are looking up to you, then yeah, you should be careful of what you do in the sense of you don't want to spread falsehood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true, but the question was asking perfect. I don't think I am perfect.
No, obviously, nobody's perfect. Exactly. You know what I mean? You just got to.
There is a level of pressure that's always going to be the case though, because the pressure doesn't just stem from being like social media. It stems from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. You know that Allah's watching. That's the pressure. The taqwa. Taqwa should put pressure on you too, because like you're very aware of your actions. You're very aware of your thoughts and how they influence like what you do.
That's another way to look at it.
So the next question, inshallah. How do you handle conflicts with each other and in general?
Sometimes you just got to learn when to be quiet. I'm so for real, man. Here's the thing.
Why are you laughing, bro?
If we all start... you ever seen that one episode of Tom and Jerry where it's Jerry, Tom, and Spike? They're all hitting each other, right? And it's just a never-ending thing. Tom's hitting Jerry with the pan. He's hitting him in his knees. Yeah. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you just got to learn when to stop. Because mm-hmm. the thing is...
That's a good analogy, bro.
If we all just sit there arguing all day, we go out for days and days and days. Because here's the thing. I'm going to think I'm right. He's going to think he's right. He's going to think he's right. Mm-hmm. We all have our reasons.
Yeah. But I will say this. We have never argued and left each other while we were still bad at each other. We've never argued or even really gotten to that extent.
But here's the thing, too. Like, it's never gotten to the point where it's something, like, too serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's to the point where...
Because you got
to
understand...
Were we really just arguing about that?
Yeah. You guys got to understand... Everybody has on a certain level. We grew up together. We're same religion, same, like, kind of have the same upbringing. Mm. It's kind of like we, a lot of the things are small things, I'm going to think. Yeah. A lot of the things are the same things, I'm going to think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if I saw a saint and a guy arguing, I'm gonna think the other guy's wrong, you know. Wait. So and it's like, you know, you want, but the reason why I laughed when they asked that question is because I thought back to that night. You guys know what day I'm talking about.
No, like, no.
Yes, but... you do. Yes, you do. Look.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Spawn was supposed to come for a recording.
Okay.
And look, dude, that was so funny. But that, I'm not gonna talk about everything that happened. But and nothing really serious. But I want to talk about how it ended. It ended with we were all sitting on the floor. We were eating. We were laughing about it. We were like, dude, really? Spawn was telling us this crazy story of everything that happened. He had a good reason, like I know he always does. And it was like, some, I don't know. It was just that's how we handle disputes. We end up laughing about it. It never goes beyond a day. Never goes beyond an hour.
Look. I want to point out how important it is to know that. Look, we're very personal with each other, so we actually know a lot about each other. So for us to be able to handle conflict well, or not even get in that much conflict, is like, that's huge, because conflict resolution is a very important aspect of who you are as a human being. Like, it shows that, like, when you're faced with an issue between another person, no matter who it is, you're gonna regulate your emotions and you're gonna handle that like to the best of your ability, and you're not gonna let it, like, you're not gonna let your emotions or how you feel in that moment cloud your judgment of like this specific person. Meaning, if someone makes you mad, you being mad in that moment does not mean that everything they've ever done for you was bad, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to throw every good out the window. Like, if they genuinely say, I didn't mean to do it, you're like, okay, yeah, no, I believe you. Because, you know, you never done something like this? Okay, bet. I know you didn't mean to do it. Oh, you're telling me something that's actually better for me, but I got mad at you because you're exposing me for something that I did? Matter of fact, you know what? Maybe you're right. I'm going to actually listen to what you have to say because I think you want best for me. Not, oh, this person, he doesn't know about me. He doesn't know what I've been through, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, always making excuses for yourself, because you're never going to get better from something like that.
Yeah, and you know, subhanAllah, we all know each other so well. I find it really weird how people will argue with strangers on the street, but when it comes to family members, they won't argue with them. You know what I'm saying? I take it.
What are you saying?
Look, here's what I'm saying. I would never argue with someone on the street. Okay, live your life. Khalas. Goodbye. But when it comes to you guys, oh yeah, we're gonna argue. We're gonna talk about it. Because I genuinely care. Genuinely, and it would also,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's also in back on me. I care to hear what you have to say. I hear you out. If it's a stranger, be quiet. I don't care. But when it comes to Osman Hussein, it's like, I actually, okay, you know, these are the people I'll listen to. You know, if they're telling me I'm tripping, I might be tripping.
Look, this is why. Like, for those people who have this very romanticized view of marriage and you think it's going to be perfect sunshine and rainbows, you're never going to want to argue. Yes, arguing, avoiding arguments is good, but disputes aren't always arguments. Maybe it's just a disagreement and you guys need to, like, talk it out to understand, come to a compromise. You have to have that, because this person's not you. You have to remember that. Me, I actually used to have this thought in my mind that the person I wanted to marry, I wanted them to be like me. Oh, I want them to establish these sunnahs. I want them to be able to do these ethkar, or I want them to do them with me type thing. But I'm like, you're not me. I don't need you to do that stuff. Like, as long as you're doing the fard, and I see, like, within you got your character and your deen and all these, like, aspects that make a good Muslim woman are good for me and my deen, and we can continue to grow together, I'm cool with that. I don't need you to be me, but that's, we do have that self, like, image of ourselves where we put ourselves on a little bit of a pedestal when we're looking for certain people. So then we think that when conflict comes up, oh, what the heck? I never thought this was going to happen. Oh, how do we deal with this? That's why conflict resolution is very important. You have to be comfortable with discomfort. It's uncomfortable to be in a conflict.
Being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So with the next question, what would you guys ask for as mahar if you were women?
Are we serious right now?
Bro, go ahead.
You know what? That's
your
a trick question.
Why?
It's because I'm not a woman. That's a trick question.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Let's skip that question.
You know what? No, I got a question. No. I got an answer for that. Legitimate answer.
Okay.
Ask for as much as you want. ask for whatever you want.
Oh. Nobody's judging you here, bro. They asked this question. Go ahead. You can answer it. You don't have to feel guilty.
Wait, you answer it.
Hey, if you want a G-Wagon, go ahead and say it. Like, you're entitled to whatever you want. Me, I mean, see, the thing is, I'm a very, like, logical person, so I have to think logically about, like, how I can use this method.
You can't think
as
a woman.
Look.
I don't exist in that paradigm.
Listen. I'm thinking, because, look, some people use it for different reasons. Some people just want a certain dollar value. Some people want XYZ. Look.
Because, you wonder why I say you can't ask this question to me? Because the first thing that came to mind was, I won't ask shit.
I would. What the heck? I'm asking for money so I can invest. I want my own financial, like, not stability, but, like, I want my own finances to manage.
But here's the thing, though. Like I said, that's the first thing. If you were a woman right now, how do you know that you'd be thinking like that? Exactly. I'm just saying.
I don't exist in that paradigm. I mean,
that's what I'm trying to get at here.
Okay, maybe.
You know what I mean? I can't tell you how I would think about a woman because I'm not. What you mean?
You know what? I'm gonna try to come for him because yeah, now that should be like, how come you know we not thinking like that? Huh?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, if me myself as a woman, right? I don't know if I'd be thinking like that.
But okay, all right, yeah, you know what? Fair enough.
I ain't saying nothing about the next person. Right? If you watching this and you thinking a certain type of way, all the power to you. You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay, I'll bless you in it.
Okay, so best character / ways to give da'wah and a reflection on your own experiences. So I'm like, in other words, I would say, like, what are the best, like, characteristics and the ways to give da'wah and then, like, reflect on some of your own experiences?
Number one, through your actions, right? Do things that are going to make people question you. Do things that are out of the ordinary. Like, if you need to pray in public, pray in public. You know what I mean? If you out somewhere, like, let's say with non-Muslims, non-Muslim friends, and you do a certain thing, like, have them ask questions and be happy and be ready to answer those types of questions, right?
Yeah, I would also say don't be. I'll tell you what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't be vulgar. Like you shouldn't. Don't be that guy that
don't get offended just because they ask a question because they truly just don't know. Not everybody's trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing too. We get stuck in the mindset of everybody trying to be funny. Everybody trying to make fun of me. Everybody knows the situation. But no, that's the thing. Most people are ignorant. They don't know that, you know. So you need to go ahead and advise them and be wise about it and put your best answer forward.
Yeah, exactly. So I agree with you. And I think that you should, like I said, you shouldn't be vulgar in your speech. Like in your everyday speech, don't be that guy that always lets it fly. Don't be that guy that no one wants to bring around their mom. Don't be that guy that, you know, that's always cussing up a storm, always, you know, talk like got a potty mouth, things like that.
You want to be that type of person where they speak about you? Oh, yeah, he's very kind, respectful, humble person, you know, from what I see.
I've never had issues with him.
Never had issues. He's understanding, things like that. Oh, really? I want to get to know this person. Why are you like this? Oh, a big part of it is because of, you know, what I follow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And this is personal experience.
Okay. Wait, I got one more, actually.
It's the final question.
Yeah, okay. So, out of every destination you could go to, what would be your dream holiday destination? Actually, I got one more after this. It's my own personal
my
question.
My dream holiday destination?
Yes.
I'm not trying to sound cliche here, but of course I'd want to end up in Jannah. Like, you know what I
mean? No, I'm not a big holiday.
You know what
guy,
I mean? No, because here's the thing. Like, I truly want like a good type of ending because bro, nothing is like more fearful than dying upon something that's, you know, fahisha. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like something that's not good.
I'm not a big holiday guy, but I do like big mountains and like rivers and stuff like that. So if anybody knows a place that fits that. I like big mountains and rivers. I like seeing mountains.
If we're serious, like, I mean, like
Switzerland. Switzerland.
That's like those videos you've seen on Instagram, but sometimes they just be lying.
They'd be fake.
Like, you know what I mean?
But yeah, if I could go to a holiday spot, I'd be like in one of those, like, you know, huts, and it's a mountain that you'd be seeing the rivers, and they'd be chopping up the steaks and the avocados.
Right. I would say somewhere with tropical.
My wife. Yeah, with my
somewhere
wife.
Somewhere tropical on a wooden board. Like, that has like water, you know, like huts or cabanas or like villa type places, like with your private beach and pools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very tropical. All right, last one. This one, someone asked me the other day. It was a really good question. Would you rather go back in time and meet your ancestors? So go back 3 generations and meet your ancestors, or go 3 generations into the future and meet your great-great-grandkids.
What if he's not there?
What do you mean?
What if I don't have great-great-grandkids?
you obviously have them if I asked you the question.
Okay. Assuming that I did.
What's up with him?
Assuming that I did.
You reflected too deep.
Assuming that I did, I think I want to go back and meet my ancestors.
Why?
I feel like it would give me a lot more sense of self. It would let me know who I am. It would give you know who I am. It would I could see my ancestors for you guys because we would have the same ancestors.
Okay.
And two, if I could interact with them and they could see me and they could know I'm their grandchild, I'd be like that. I feel like that would be really heartwarming, really cool.
Okay. I'd say probably go meet the grandchildren because here's the thing: I love to be an advisor.
How many years in the future that is, though, right? That's 3 generations.
A lot.
Meaning your children, and their children.
Right, exactly.
And like now, imagine you meet them and they're not Muslim.
Well, that's hold on. I was about to get to that. One, I'd like to be an advisor. I'd love to be an advisor. Go ahead and try to get somebody on a better path. And the second thing is, I kind of need these people to be the ones praying for me. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing, you know. Once you die, of course, your goal is to have your children praying for you, asking for your forgiveness, and then your great-grandchildren, and et cetera, right? So, these are the seeds that you planted, and you better go ahead and take care of them.
SubhanAllah. You?
Okay. I said my ancestors, because I want to learn about my history. Yeah, so I want to learn how back our lineage goes. I want to know, like, you know, were they the first Muslims, or who were the first Muslims in our family? Where do they actually come from? You know, like, of course, our family comes from Sudan, but, like, do they originate from Sudan?
Here's the thing, though. From personal experience, I feel like we do know a lot about our family, because, subhanAllah, like, alhamdulillah, like, the opportunity that we've got to go to Sudan, and, like, I know, like, at a point where it just got kind of lame, because nobody would stop talking about, oh, do you know this guy, because this guy, because this, because of this. But subhanAllah, like, you gotta understand, like, there's so much meaning in that, right? Because you know exactly where you came from. You know what they accomplished. You know how, like, we were brought up and how we got up to this point. I know. I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, I have that information, you know, and I'm grateful for that information.
Yeah,
the thing is, though, I'd rather go and work on the seeds that I planted.
Yeah, but this is, like, think about it. This is, like, 150 years, like, in the past. And like, you know, think about, like, what life was like during this time. And
completely different. Living.
Yeah. So imagine how much information they have for what's even more previous, you know, all the stories they've passed down and stuff like that. So that's what I'd want to know. Because, like, the future, I'm not too concerned with the future, Yani. Like, what's it called? As a, like, my kids are my main concern, because after that, like, it's not my, like, okay. I'm not.
Are you still you're still worried about the future? Bro, here's the thing too. I don't want to dwell too much on the past when I don't need to. You know what I mean? I always want to be looking forward to, you know, where we can go ahead and better ourselves. Here's the thing: all the things that we need from the past, we know about. We know about the Quran. We know about the Sunnah. We know about the scholars.
Oh, we
know
got
about
it.
The teachers.
All right.
Now, you know what I mean?
Look. See, he don't want to dwell on the past, but look how he started dwelling on the future when he go in there. His great-great-grandkids are Yehudis. Like, come on,
man. Okay, well, that's the thing, though. Somebody got to go in there and give them advice.
You think you're going to just fix them just like that?
No, I didn't say that.
Imagine they grew up like this.
Like I said.
Imagine they said.
Who planted the seed?
No. Imagine
who's taking care of them?
Imagine they say my great-great-grandparents, meaning your kids, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, your great-great-grandparents.
No, because that would be you. I mean, their great-grandparents, meaning your kids, bro. They're saying they're the ones who did it. I mean, your kids were the ones who started cooking the family.
And now we got a problem. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing.
Even if they were the ones to go ahead and break that, you got to go back in and fix where you can.
Yeah, actually, no, because then you can come back and, like, fix mistakes that you might make.
Look,
in
our
the
ancestors, you know, alhamdulillah, from what we know, they were Muslims.
Yes.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about them. Right now, we can go ahead and pray for them and ask for forgiveness. Those, we don't know what they're going to do. You know what I mean?
I'm just very interested in the past, like, no matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's my ancestors or not. Even myself, I've said, if I made it to Jannah, I want to see a whole record of, like, everything that happened from the time Adam alayhi salam was created all the way to the day. Just because I want to see how life was like. I just want to, like, see it for myself.
That is something I do think about a lot, though, just how people live.
Like, you know how Allah says, like,
dude, imagine in our family, right? You see, like, our entire family tree. You see a line. You see Osman. You see me. You see Hussein. And I'm the shortest one. Like, that would piss me off.
I imagine you go to your ancestors. They're like,
you
feet,
yeah, you see a line of people, and I'm like that. That's just when I hear y'all talking, that's what I'm going through. That's what's going through my head. But, you know, subhanAllah.
All right. Well, I think with that, inshallah, is going to close out this this podcast, or, you know, this Q&A. You guys can let us know if you guys enjoyed. If you guys want to see another one, we could try doing them, like, once a month or something. But
just based off that, we only answer 4 questions. I'm sure we got plenty of them.
I'm sure we got another Q&A.
But, bro, like, you can get into a lot with some of these questions. They're loaded questions. You know, they take a lot, you know, to unpack, especially when you have 3 people.
I want to do Q&A shout out. I want people to. I want to say the people who asked us the questions.
We could do that if they don't want to be anonymous.
If
but
they
want to
be anonymous, yeah.
All right, we want to say thank you again to our partners at Human Development Fund for sponsoring our podcast and partnering with us, and the work that we do with them to change lives of men, women, and children in multiple parts of the world where our Muslim brothers and sisters, and even non-Muslims who are suffering, anybody and all of mankind who is suffering around the world, trying to enact change. But right now, we are working heavily with them to support brothers and sisters in Kenya who need aid, such as water, food, supplies, school, and orphans. And if you can donate, inshallah, go to the link in the description. Go to hdfund.org also to read more about them and the work that they do. And with that being said, inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make sure to share this with your friends and family. You never know this life you could change by sharing this. We're open to correction, of course. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Right. Thank you for watching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.